Don't do it. Don't hit the button. I know you want to hit the skip button. That's what podcasts are great for, because you can see the ad coming and you're like, I'm going to just skip this. Skip, 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 and get onto the aftercast, which I love that. I'm glad you like what we do. But just for a minute, don't hit it. Take your finger off the button. Don't hit skip. This is way more important than just some ad wanting to sell you something. We've partnered with Food for the Hungry, FH, as the cool kids call them, and they do amazing work with children that are vulnerable all around the world, and they get them the help that they need through people just like you.
Yeah, and just think about this. A little over a dollar a day can help your sponsored child, as well as other children in the community, get food, a better education, clean water, and medical treatment. So you can help end poverty right now by visiting fh.org/Wally Show. That's fh.org/Wally Show.
And the cool thing about this is, A, it helps the child and the community be better, because if you just have one child that's being helped, the community is still suffering, and it doesn't create a sustainable long-term solution. So that's what I love about how FH works. But then the other great part of this is you get to interact with that child. You can formulate that relationship with them, and you can write them and encourage them, and because they have really hard lives. And so the fact that you get to be a little piece of Jesus to them every day is a gift. So thank you for, if you've made it this far, not hitting skip, and maybe just go ahead and pop on over to fh.org/Wally Show and think about sponsoring one of our FH kids right now, because every minute that we wait is another minute, week, year, month that these kids are waiting for someone to come in and help them as well. So check it out, fh.org/Wally Show. Welcome to the Friday edition of the Wally Show Aftercast, all those stuff that we did not get to during the course of the show. Oh boy, howdy. Betty Rocket was like, hey, what's wrong with you? I'm like, nothing, I'm feeling pretty good, actually. She's like, did you drink a Red Bull? I'm like, no, I didn't drink a Red Bull. I'm just over here. It's Friday.
Like, we got breakfast this morning, but I would say that Gavin and I got some, like, I got Nutella stuffed waffles. He got
ice cream,
fruity pebble ice cream waffles.
Goodness.
And do you guys remember when I was like, hey, you guys want to try my thing? And you're like, we'll both try that. And then do you remember when you guys were like, hey, Wally, would you like to try ours? Nope.
We had less than you did.
Didn't happen.
Overall.
That's right. We had less than you.
You shared out of an abundance. We ate out of scarcity.
I would have shared anyway. I would have liked to have tried your fruity pebbles, Gavin.
You know,
you know what's so crazy is how he'll never mention anything, and then he'll hold it over you.
And the
it's
guilt,
almost like
the
he does you
like
a favor, and then he wants to shame you into it.
This would have been nice.
So if we hadn't eaten any
but nobody
of yours.
Was saying anything about, you hadn't even said anything about sharing anything. And once we had finished ours, then you were like, hey, do you want to taste mine? I'm already full. Yeah. You know what? Next time you offer me a bite, I'm going to say no, because I know the guilt and the shame that's going to come with it.
No, it's not guilt or shame. I just thought it's just a friend thing, whatever.
Is it?
Yeah.
Anyways, all that to say, he got like a potato, bacon, cheese, something or other. So there was no sugar in it. But since then, you have been... You went from, I don't know, 6 to a...
Yeah, 9.
12.
Yeah, 10.
15.
I'm excited. It's Friday. I've been looking forward to the aftercast as well.
And he also wrote down rant.
It has to do with breakfast and not with Betty or Gavin, actually. Gosh. Okay, so there's this point. Yes, what?
Do you remember just seconds ago, right before we started our aftercast, you said... Because we were talking about trigger warning for dictionary, you'll hear it in the podcast. But off the air, Wally said, why must I dance around the things that
your
bother you?
Your myriad of triggers, yes.
Okay, now I want to say the same thing to you as you go on your rant.
Okay, perfect. There's a difference between a
why
rant.
Why must we dance around?
Totally different. Difference between a rant and like trigger. Because trigger is like, oh, I expect you to change your behavior around me because I'm so triggered.
No, it's not. It's giving warning. That's why it's called trigger warning. So if it does bother you, then you just don't watch it.
Yeah, but no one does that. They're like, you need to turn this off. You need to take this off TV.
Cancel.
Yeah, they do. I need to cancel you because you triggered me.
You made
Demi Lovato. Demi Lovato.
Okay, but you always use her, and it sounds like you're always triggered. You are the definition of triggered right now.
I'm not triggered. I'm ranty.
Oh,
I'm ranty.
Okay.
No, he's
There's
triggered by trigger.
There's a difference between ranty and
there
triggery.
Is a difference. There are things that bother me that I just like to share with you that bother me about life that we can all agree on.
Oh, okay. perfectly well said.
Because if it bothers you,
obviously it must bother everyone
this
else.
This has to drive you nuts. I'd be curious if it doesn't. Okay, so there's this place called Just Love Coffee, and they have these breakfast treats that we got today. And so I had to order them online, and I paid, and I was going through the process of just wanting to order breakfast for my friends. That was it. That's all I wanted to do. So I get to the end, I go to pay, and they're like, oh, you need to have an account. I don't want an account. I don't want you to email me. I don't want you to be my best friend. I don't want you to hold my hand.
Maybe they should have put a trigger warning before that. It's before you order, there's a trigger warning.
Everything. I hate companies, and no offense, Just Love, but I hate companies that make you have an account so that they can do business with you. You know, because you're never going to remember that account number, that account password. Like, it drives me nuts. Let me go on as a guest. Let me continue as a guest because I don't want to marry you. I'd like to date you a little, okay? But I don't want to marry you. I don't want you to be my best friend. I don't want you to know the middle names of my children.
They're not asking you that.
That's what they're asking me when they want me to set an account.
Because then they sent you a text and it said to unsubscribe.
Yeah.
And you did, and then it's over.
It should have been over before that.
But yet, here we are, still trigger warning ramping.
It should have never got to that point. Like, does nobody see? All these companies are trying to do is get your information so that they can build their database and spam you. Like, that's what drives me nuts.
They
don't
send you
need that. Yeah, I'm gonna pay you and you're getting my money. Let that be the extent of our relationship. That's it. That's all we need. It's commerce. So this doesn't bother you, Rock? How many, like, do you just always sign up for accounts?
It does bother you,
doesn't it?
No, I have to sign up for things. I think what bothers me is the random password rules.
Right.
So, do you guys
make a new password though for everything you sign up for?
But there are some times where if I use a password for there's one password that I use for everything.
Yes.
But sometimes I'll get on the thing and it'll say, "Well, it doesn't." It doesn't have an exclamation point or something, and then I got to add a punctuation.
I have like five or six different variations.
But do you see me yelling at a microphone about it? No.
I would have no problem if you did. Like, I would be like, good for you. I've never been more proud of you than right now.
Then no one would listen.
Yes.
Because then there would be two unhappy people just ranting. Why would anybody want to tune into that?
That's what they come here for. I don't know why. I wish I knew. I wish I could explain to you why people listen to this podcast. I have zero idea. I'm thankful. I'm really happy that you do. But I guarantee you there are people right now that are listening to this going, yes, Wally, preach, because they don't like signing up for the accounts. You just shouldn't have to. It's just not right.
But most places probably do it right. A lot of places do it right by giving you the option of being a guest.
Now, I don't like that they hide it. They make it like really tiny off in the right, like, guest if you want to, over here, way over here. You know, just make it real obvious. I want to either sign up for an account. If I want that, I'll sign up. And if not, just let me guest it on out of here.
But maybe next time we want just Love Coffee, it'll be super easy.
No, I'm not ever doing that again.
Just wait.
I'm out. They lost
me. So next time Betty and I want to eat somewhere and we
you're gonna have to set up an account and you're gonna have to pay.
There are times where Haley, your daughter, will do something. You'll say, I don't know where she gets that. You are so dramatic.
So strange.
All right, let's do an aftercast edition of Mind Blown.
Okay.
I have a Mind Blown. I didn't want to do it on the air because I thought people would be like, oh, you're gross.
Oh, I can't wait. Oh. Yeah.
So anyway, the penalty for cannibalism. Mm.
The penalty.
There's a penalty for cannibalism.
In the world?
Well, this is
the Americans.
This is in Idaho, actually. Okay. Oh. So here's the deal. Like, say you're at a party. Okay. Because again, the idea behind Mind Blown is to make you the most interesting person in the room. And so when you're at a party and
it's a zombie apocalypse party.
There you go.
Party.
Zombie themed.
Or you could just be having hors d'oeuvres. And as you eat one, you go, hey, you know the penalty for cannibalism?
Why?
Ooh, yeah.
Usually you set things up like well for the party, but this is just random.
Yeah, it could be random. It could
be
like,
want to gross your guests out.
Yeah, yeah. Or you go, oh, that looks like a foot. Hey, that reminds me, you know, so that's how you do that. You could make the segue however you want. Look, I just give you the information. You're in charge of segues, okay?
Okay.
So the penalty for cannibalism in Idaho is 14 years.
Oh, only?
14 years in prison. That seems a little extreme enough for me.
I don't know, if you did it accidentally.
No. Yeah. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to eat your foot off your leg.
See, that's all you got to do on purpose.
Because if you're going to that extent, you've already done something really, really bad, probably. You know, so the odds are this is the extension of really bad and making it really worse.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Here's where you turn it at the party, though, where people are like, what in the world is wrong with you? Yeah. We're like, what is, why?
Yeah.
Why would you say that as I'm eating this cocktail weenie? Like, what is wrong with you? You know? And you say, well, but there's a caveat. Under extreme life-threatening conditions, like survival, there is no penalty.
I saw an abominable.
It's like the trail thing. In history.
What was that? The Donner
Oregon
Pass.
Trail?
No, it was the Donner Pass.
What?
And there was a group of people that they got stuck and they started eating.
Yeah.
I saw that.
Alive.
I saw that. Oh, that's worse. Because I saw it in like a Yeti movie and they made like little burgers out of those.
Oh, no. No.
That was a while ago.
No.
That was a show?
No, it was a movie, like on the Sci-Fi Channel. You know, they make those really dumb, cheesy movies.
The real movie, Alive, based on the real story of people that had to do this when their plane crashed in the Chilean mountains.
Terrible.
Yeah, I mean, that's bad. But I remember one line from that movie where the guy was like, how am I ever supposed to go back to my family and face them? And the other guy goes, you go back alive. You know, and like, look, and it was what it was, and we just got through it, and we survived. This is how survival is a weird thing, man. Like you'll do things that you don't think you could ever be capable of in a survival situation. I remember one time my refrigerator went out, and it was a survival situation. I'm like looking at my cat, looking at my grill, and the cat's like, "Don't think about it. Don't even think about it. We're good. Don't be suspicious.
Don't be
suspicious."
So there you go. That's a good conversation starter for you. At your next
good
party.
Is a loose term.
I saw a while I'm ranty, I won't rant about this, but
triggery.
I'm curious.
I thought we got
I'm triggery. I'm curious about your take on this, though, Rock and Gavin. I saw an article on a very Christian website that it was a sad story about the loss of a football coach for the Jets, I think, right?
Yeah, Gavin? That like just happened yesterday.
Yeah, he got hit by a car while he was on his bike and he passed away.
Oh, geez.
And you're like, oh, man, that stinks. That's a bad story.
Yeah.
It's a bad story. But the caption underneath it from this overly Christian site was like, oh, guys, really? Greg Knapp was called home to heaven where he'll be reunited with his dad. You know, like, so his dad's dead. Wow. And so they're like trying to put this weird positive an encouraging spin on this story. Like, you know what? I know he's dead, but you know what? Boy, howdy, he's going to be with his dad today.
Yeah.
And I know there's truth in that statement, but does it not feel weird that that's your headline? Or am I just totally off base?
I think that in a weird way, I think in a weird way, we should save the phrase called home to heaven for a long battle. With something like if someone has like a long battle with cancer or something like in their old age, but that one was just like a boop.
Yeah.
Like that's not he called you into heaven. That means he just snatched you into heaven to be with your dad.
I don't see anything wrong with
you. You don't. Okay, because I'm really hypersensitive to this kind of stuff that's overtly
triggery.
Yeah, I'm triggery. Yeah. And you know what? And this place, this website should be aware of my triggers and they should never write anything like this again because it triggered me and it made me angry. They did this to me today. See, that's how knuckleheaded people think. I'm not thinking that, but I'm just like, I just feel, this sits odd with me. It's kind of like when somebody loses a child, okay? In all seriousness, someone loses a child and then people don't know what to say. And so someone comes up and goes, well, heaven needed another angel. You know, you're like, oh, it makes my skin crawl because it's not what that person needs in the moment, you know? And this is that kind of same thing. This is on that same plane for me of like, I know your dad, your husband and your father's dead, but you know what? He's with his dad today. Like, it just feels so insincere and just disingenuous and gross to me.
But they might be writing to an audience that...
That is that.
That isn't... Yeah, that is that, and maybe they're not writing to his family or to people who know him personally. So.
Yeah, I don't know. That was just weird. It just hit me. I was just curious if I was the only one. Apparently I am.
I don't see anything wrong.
I don't see anything wrong. I just wouldn't... Yeah, just I do think.
Would
that
you
that's
write
a
that?
Cheesy.
Would you write that on a headline? Would you write that on a card?
If
what
Betty
does it
died?
Say again?
Greg Knapp was called home to heaven, where he'll be reunited with his dad. Would you ever write that to anybody?
It's more creative than Greg Knapp died.
Yeah, I think. I mean, I think there's that's a hopeful I mean, it puts a positive spin on something that's so tragic and terrible.
Would you rather have been like,
he's dead,
humorous, like Greg Knapp takes permanent vacation to
takes
heaven?
Dirt nap. Yes, takes that's exactly nap. What I was going. No, I think when people try to overly sanitize or spiritualize things, I have an aversion to it that just, it just makes my skin crawl.
You just can't be happy, can
I? Never will be. No. Because death, and when people lose somebody, it's really hard for them. And so trite sayings, I think make it worse for the family.
Are they mad about it?
I have no idea. Okay. So I'm getting mad for them. Yeah. And I know that drives me nuts when people do that. So I'm asking a question.
Is this a site that we use for like things on the show every once in a while, or is this like a deep dive Christian like site?
Oh no. It's another Christian radio station thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So anyway. I'm just not wired that way, I guess.
No,
so.
Sure.
Anyway. All right, well, there you go. Hey, let's get on to Lady Rock. What do you got?
All right, well, I want to get to one thing before we get to that. So I asked the question yesterday on our potty group on Facebook, and you can join too. Just go to facebook.com/Wally Show and click on groups and say you want to join. So I asked, based off today's Aftercast conversation, who do you think would win in a boxing match between Wally and Betty Rock?
Oh, yeah.
A couple of the comments that I got. Robin said, I haven't listened to it yet, but I think Betty could wait until Wally dances around throwing punches in the air in rapid succession, and after about 20 seconds, he should be so winded that she would take him out in one punch.
Yeah, I could see that actually happening. That should be your strategy. Just let me punch myself out. I'll be exhausted. Knock me down. Yeah, I get it.
Katie said Betty. Peter said Betty. Shane said Team Betty Rock.
Do you not feel that those are pity Bettys? Do you not feel that? Gavin, like, do you feel that?
Angela.
I know who I'd put my money on.
Betty hands down every time.
Yeah, like Gavin, okay, say this was a serious thing. Like, and I never want to ever, ever strike a woman or strike Betty Rock out of anger or frustration. But say we're in a boxing.
Yeah.
It's like she's agreed, she signed the waivers, and we're legit going, and I'm not going to hold back. I'm going to legit box this woman. Who's your money on?
I would put my money
Thank
on you.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. Like, if it's an utterly realistic thing,
yes,
it might be more fun to put money on Betty.
Sure.
From
think I could outrun you.
But there's a ring.
And then
remember the whole like the stomach thing.
Right.
Just hit him right
All
there.
It takes is one punch to the gut.
Yeah, it could be a lucky hailmaker.
Yeah. I don't know.
Haymaker.
What'd you call it?
I said hailmaker. I meant haymaker.
Megan said Betty. Wally would end up hurting himself.
Okay.
These people are just being funny.
I know. They're just being funny. Those are pity ones. So I know that,
yeah,
that doesn't make a joke.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. We don't want to trigger anything.
No. I actually did a real boxing match as a promotion for arena football. So I worked at a radio station, and we're in an arena football league. There's 14,000 people there in attendance. So we had this big bouncer from this club, and so we were doing a promotion for them, and they bring out a ring. He and I are going to fight in the ring, and it was designed to be comedic, you know? And so this guy is huge. And so we get in the ring. We've discussed it. I'm going to win. Yay. Fun promotion. Go away. So we get in the ring, and I go to hit him, and I miss. I go to hit him again. Doesn't even remotely faze him. He starts to beat me.
Oh.
Like senseless. Oh. Beat me down. My nose is bleeding. Like, he is hitting me hard. I am covered up in the corner just getting whooped. And like, this is not how it's supposed to go. So he wails on me. They stop the fight. I stumble out of the ring and into the tunnel, and we get back to the tunnel where he's there. I'm like, what is wrong with you? Like, I'm like screaming at him. I'm like, this was not what we talked about. He goes, dude, I am so sorry. What do you mean you're so sorry? He goes, I got out there. There were so many people, and I just couldn't bring myself to lose to you. And he just beat me to death. And then there was a weird part of me, though, that was like, yeah, I get that, you know? And so I was like, okay. And because then what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Be so mad I'm going to fight him? Yeah. I mean, he's just proven.
You've already lost.
Yeah, he's just proven that he could break me in 2 seconds.
So is there footage of that?
No.
Potentially?
This was way before like, all, before everyone had a camera. And like, we still had flip phones, and so no one had video on their phones, you know? And so, yeah, I wish there was, because he beat the snot out of me.
So from a statistical standpoint, though, Betty has less losses.
That's true.
Than
I'm 0-1. I'm 0-1. Yeah, yeah. So you would be the money favorite, maybe. All right. What do you got?
Matt Damon and Ben Affleck. Yes. Looks like they might be screenwriting again. Oh. So they got together to write a movie called The Last Duel.
Okay.
I know nothing about it, but in 97, they won Best Original Screenplay for Good Will Hunting.
So good.
So, you know, they've been best buds for a while now.
Boston buds.
But this will just be their chance to, you know, get together again. And
yeah, I like that they're writing together again. Like, Good Will Hunting was such an interesting story that they couldn't get parts as actors, so they wrote a movie and then cast themselves, and it blew up.
And like, they got Robin Williams, too, which is
he was great in that, too. And so it's like, yeah, how do you, like, that's awesome. I like the entrepreneurial spirit of it. They also then went on to have a show together on HBO called Project Greenlight.
I never watched that.
So good. Dude, you're a film guy.
I know. It was on HBO.
Yeah, so look up HBO Max. It's Project Greenlight. You have HBO Max.
I do not know. I canceled that.
Oh, you did? Okay.
$15 a month is a lot of money.
Okay, yeah. Well, it was good. So if you ever get it back again, Project Greenlight is good, because it's all the amateur people. They're doing a contest for amateur people to make a movie, and all of the stuff you learn about how movies are made and the politics and the decisions and the money, it's fascinating. Like, from that standpoint, it's really good. But I've always liked them. And then Matt Damon was really cool. I met him one time, and he was so nice to all of us, like all of us radio people, where he didn't have to be. He was super cool. And then, you know, you look at Affleck having his problems and falling off the wagon and stuff, and Damon was, like, cool to him. And so it's good that maybe this is a good positive thing for Ben to get back on track and
get
his life
worked
out.
He's back with his best bud. He's back with his ex-girlfriend.
Oh, is
Jennifer
he really?
J-Lo.
He's with J-Lo? I saw that they had gone out, like a month ago or something like that. They'd been seen together.
She broke up with the baseball guy.
A-Rod? Mm-hmm. For Affleck? Well, she must have a thing with dating guys with A's.
Maybe Affleck has more money.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know.
That's fascinating.
Or she likes him
me.
As a person.
I wonder whose mom, who J-Lo's mom liked better, A-Rod or Affleck.
Mm-hmm.
That would be interesting. Because the mom plays a big role in it. Like, I know with my daughter, like, and she said, like, anyone she dates, like, if we don't like them, it will definitely put a kibosh on that relationship, which I was actually happy to hear that. I like that, so.
Birthdays.
What are we doing?
All right. Carla wants to wish her oldest daughter, Maddie, a happy birthday. She's turning 13, loves to read, is an excellent writer, is hilarious, and a great sister to her bio and foster siblings. Happy birthday, Maddie. Then Caleb over the... Nope. That's today. Caleb, my awesome brother, McNutt.
Ah,
he's McNutt. Got a brother.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
He is a computer wizard, unbeatable in board games, and the king of would you rather questions.
Uh-oh. That's Betty. That's right up Betty's alley.
Yeah,
too.
I love
burning
those.
Building.
He's got a would you rather question.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Would you rather always have 3-day weekends or get a summer vacation like when you were a kid?
Oh my goodness.
When I was younger, I would have thought summer vacation, but anymore 3-day weekends.
Yeah,
like the
for
older
sure.
I get, I'm like, that's so rejuvenating when you only have a 4-day work week because you can always then take little mini vacations. So,
and
yeah.
To me, Saturdays are like the day that you try to get stuff done that you couldn't get done during the week.
Yep.
And then Sunday, you go to church and you want to at least take a minute to breathe, and then you're back at work again.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, yeah. 3-day weekends are great.
Yeah.
I toyed at one time because I've been here for so long. I think I have like 6 weeks vacation.
Yeah, take some.
I know. And I thought about like saving a bunch up and then like for the last 4 months of the year, just do 3-day weekends like the entire rest
of
the thing. Yeah, I know. Yeah, you guys love it because your lives get dramatically better when I'm not here.
That's true.
Don't get full days off, but you kind of get an easier day.
It's definitely easier.
Yeah, it's much nicer.
I mean, you've got the time.
So in essence, you're doubling
your vacation.
Why are you? You guys are almost doubling your vacation if you don't take it at the same time as I do.
And then Heather wants to wish her son Nate a happy birthday. He's turning 13 on the 25th.
Nate, man,
13,
and that must be McNutt because. He's a computer whiz. Maybe.
Nate.
Keeping us sloppy. I'm not sure. Anyways, question. What are your must-have toppings for a taco or nacho bar?
Oh, boy.
I am not a huge fan of tacos and nachos. Like, I do
that
nachos with
blasphemy.
Cheese. That is blasphemy. I know, I'm just not. Like, I think the taco is the worst ever invented food.
Oh, boo.
It is.
Like,
it is.
Hard shell and soft shell?
Yeah, soft shell is better because it's more like a burrito. Yeah. But the hard shell crunch, and then it all falls out. So just chop it up.
I don't disagree
anyway.
With that. I don't disagree with the hard shell, because we never eat hard shell
tacos. Oh, I do.
Tacos.
I love the hard shell.
I like the Taco Bell Doritos Locos taco, though. Yeah. That is fantastic.
I don't ever put anything exciting on them. I do a row of cheese at the bottom, then the meat, so then it's melting the cheese, then another layer of cheese, then the cool it down lettuce, and that's it. That's all I ever have on my tacos.
Cool it down.
Cools it down. Cool it down.
You know, I like sour cream.
Same.
I like the cheese. I like mild sauce, not hot sauce.
Yeah, me too.
That's scary.
Got to get the beef. Now, nachos, I used to have a roommate that would make killer nachos. And she would put brisket on it.
I've had that before.
So stinking good.
I would never have nachos with other things, but then I had somebody that did like
the recipe.
Yeah, her too. If she had just left the recipe, it would have been fine.
It was Candace. You remember?
I remember Candace. So did you ever see her anymore?
No, I bumped into her at a taco place actually.
Eating brisket nachos.
Funny.
So I've never had like a lot of like weird nacho type combinations, but I had a brisket one once, and I was like, oh, okay, that is next level.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess
you know what that leads us to?
Weekend plans! Everyone's got a weekend plans! All right, weekend plans. Gavin, go.
I think, we always try and go to a farmer's market on Saturday morning, but I just went grocery shopping yesterday, so we won't get too much there. And then after that...
What kind of stuff do you get at the farmer's market? Do you actually get fresh produce?
So last weekend, we got a bunch of carrots... Blackberries. I made a blackberry vinaigrette last night. Okay. That was delicious.
Oh. You know how to do that?
I do.
What goes into that? Blackberries.
Blackberries. Surprise. Olive oil, balsamic vinaigrette, Dijon mustard. I guess gives it just a smidge of flavor. Couldn't taste that really. And then salt.
Oh.
Put it in the blender. Just
really?
It's done.
What'd you put it on?
Puree.
No. I swear I just had a Betty moment there with you.
Puree?
What'd you put it on? Puree?
That's what I asked Haley last night. I'm like, what setting should I put this on? And she said puree.
Oh my gosh. No, what did you put the balsamic vinegar on?
Oh, a salad and then on pork chops.
Puree.
Sorry.
Oh, that's so
sounds good.
It was pretty good. But yeah. And then a couple of other vegetables. There's a thing called, if you combine a cucumber and a watermelon, it's a cucamelon.
Okay.
Cucamelon.
Not tasty.
Yeah. Oh.
So, all right, that's my life.
There you go.
It'll be an easy weekend. Yeah, nothing planned.
Lady Rock.
Well, my roommate that I've had for the past 2 years is getting married and moving out.
And for once, you don't have to move.
Yes, for once, I don't have to move. She's moving out, getting married, not this weekend, but next, I believe. But anyways, I'm going to help her with moving today.
Oh, you are? Okay.
And then tomorrow, she's coming by to help clean her room, her bathroom, and all that stuff, because I have a new roommate that's moving in next week-ish.
Nice. Are you going to help her clean, or is she responsible for cleaning all of her
stuff? I'm going to leave the cleaning to her, but I'm going to help with the moving.
That is nice of you.
Yeah, because it's nice because she's staying in the same complex, too.
Yeah, so it's
that's
not
real
too far.
Nice, yeah.
Yeah. So that's my Friday. My Saturday, I don't know. And then Sunday is church and maybe hanging out with friends. We'll see. Okay. I don't know.
There you go.
I just want to relax a little bit.
Okay.
You know?
I get it.
But it's going to be weird with my roommate that is moving out. She's got the two couches in the living room. So when she leaves,
she has no furniture.
I literally have nothing. She'll have that and the dining room table.
Oh.
I'm going to probably bring in the lawn chairs.
Yeah, you will.
Because I've got the TV stand and I've got the nice,
of course you do,
you know, flat screen TV.
Yeah.
But I got nothing to sit on and watch with.
This reminds me of my raisin. My rearing with the in the trailer. So good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be an interesting experience.
I have been.
What about you?
I've been building a guitar. And so I have done all the sanding on it and the ceiling. And so this weekend is trying to get the paint coats on it. Like, I've got to do like 12 coats of stuff on this thing. So it's going to still take me a couple weeks. But I'm excited about it. It's actually looking really good. So hopefully I can continue to make it look good.
What color is it?
It's going to be white, and it's this vintage. It's this vintage blue. So the white under thing with dots, polka dots, and then it's a vintage blue color over top of it. So if it works out, I did a test last night to see if the dots would bleed, and it didn't. So I'm pretty excited about that. I like the woodworking aspect of it as well as the finishing. Mm-hmm. And so hopefully I'll have a really cool guitar at the end of this. And then I found this place in Mont Eagle. It's about an hour from here.
Mont Eagle.
And so there's really good mountain biking over there.
Oh, nice.
And so I was like, look, and then a friend of mine is a builder, and he said, there's this tiny home community that is on this private lake there. Now, you can't have a motorboat, but you can have like electric stuff. So I'm like, ooh, the electric foil, the e-foil. And so I called the builder, and I'm going to look at tiny homes this weekend.
Just because?
Just because. Yeah, I want to see how much they are and what they're like. It basically is a different take on having a lake house. It's super small. You have less to worry with. And they already have like a rental program, so I can make money on it. And so that's the idea, is to be able to
rent all these tiny
homes. Right, exactly. So that's my idea, is to do that. And then I've got something like in the family too that Haley can go to, and that she can have, and then that she can either rent out or, you know, sell eventually and things like that. So I don't know. It's just kind of a getaway thing that's like an hour away, so that you can do it a lot and you don't feel bad about it. Plus you've got like boating or like kayaking and mountain biking all at the same place. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. We'll see.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. I have a feeling it's going to be more money than I want to spend though. Like that's the thing. Like it, cause it's a niche. And so for what you're getting for a tiny home,
they charge a premium.
Right. And they shouldn't, you know, if you're based on square foot, it should be about $80, you know? But if it's where it's a premium attached to it, it will probably be
overpriced.
And
I wonder if, since wood prices are pretty high right now, if that'll also drive it up.
Now might be the worst time to buy, but maybe. Then they only have limited lots left.
Sure.
At least that's what he told me to get me to buy. Oh no.
That's what you always have to say.
I gotta go buy tomorrow, you know. So
does he think you're gonna buy one?
I gave him that impression.
Okay.
If the price is right, I would. Because I'm refinancing my house, and so I'm pulling money out of my house because I bought when the market was really low, so I've got equity, and we're just never finding another house, it feels like. And so I thought, I could pull money out of my house to invest in this other investment property, and then that makes total sense. And so, if the price was right, and you know, everything looked good, I could see myself doing it. And so Marty, my wife, she's learning now to indulge me with all of my whims, because I fill my time up with researching these things, and I like it. I enjoy it. Like I spent hours and hours and hours looking at those e-foils that you can, and I'm like, in this lake, I could get one in this lake and use it, you know? So like, I just spent hours researching stuff, but it keeps me out of trouble, keeps me out of her hair, and one of these days, I'm going to come up with something I really want to do. But she's been great, because she used to kind of make fun of me or be like, you're never going to do that. Now she's like, okay, all right, well, I'll go with you. You know, so it's kind of nice.
That's
actually
nice.
Yeah, it's nice.
Good.
She's indulging me, so that's good.
All right.
Well, I think that is going to do it for our Aftercast for today. And we will do this all again on Monday, and hope you have a great weekend.